从神学的意义来讲，这个以马内利，神来到这个人间，是必须要经过这个童贞玛利亚而生吗？
So that's what I want to talk to you about today. What does Emmanuel, God with us, truly mean to us?
所以这是我今天想跟大家所分享的内容。以马内利，神与我们同在，它真正的意义是什么？
So why don't you turn with me to the passage for today? 1 John 4, verse 1 to 9.
让我们打开我们今天所读的经文，就是在约翰一书四章一到第九节。
I'll read it in English first, then Jeff can read in Chinese. All right, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is even now already in the world. You, dear children, are from God.Have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. That's how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.Whoever does not love God or does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him.
请听我用中文再念一遍，我想再念完这边大家印象应该会很深。亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们都不可信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了，凡灵认耶稣是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神。这就是那敌基督者的灵。你们从前听见他要来，现在他已经在世上了。小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他们。我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们。不认识神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是从神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他的独生子来到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心，在此就显明了。
So based on this passage, we're going to talk about the three ways that God is with us, and then we'll end with a quick application.
根据这段的经文，我们要来谈谈神与我们同在的三个方式，然后最后我们有一个即刻的这个应用来结束。
Let's pray first.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you for this time you've come here to celebrate the birth of your Son.
现在天父，我们感谢你在这个此时此刻，让我们能够来到你的面前庆祝你儿子的诞生。
We thank you that you are a God who is with us, and we pray that you help us understand all that implies for our lives.
我们感谢你，你是一个与我们同在的神，也让我们能够明白这些含义在我们的生命的当中。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So first, in case you don't know, Emmanuel is actually a compound Hebrew word, literally meaning God with us.
如果你们还不知道的话，以马内利这是一个希伯来文中的复合词，意思就是神与我们同在。
However, this is much more than just a brief description of having God be among human beings.
但是还有比这个更深层、更完整、丰富的意义，就是神他道成肉身来到了我们中间。
There are rich and full meanings behind this, so let me break it down for you.
在这个字的后面有很丰富、很完整的意义，让我来为大家解析一下。
And the first meaning of Emmanuel is God is us.
第一个以马内利第一个含义就是神就是我们。
When you take a look at verse 2 again, this is how you can recognize the spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God.
让我们再把第二节念一遍第二节凡是凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。
See, Jesus coming in the flesh, the God incarnate, is actually a staple of the Christian faith.
我想神取了肉身，耶稣取了肉身，道成肉身来到了世上，这个是基督教的主要内容。
And the doctrine of the incarnation is closely related to the virgin birth.
而神以肉身来到了人间，这个与他由童身里诞生是有关系，是非常密切的。
See, only through the virgin birth can God become an untainted human being, because if he was born a sinful man, then he can't be 100% God, and since God cannot be sullied by sin.
神的儿子只能够从这个童身女儿诞生，才能够成为一个不受玷污的人。因为如果说他是从罪有罪的人而生，那他就不能够成为完全的人。神是不能够受到罪的沾污的。
However, it's also critical that he was born just like any other human being to be fully human.
但是同样非常重要的，他必须由人而诞生，才能够成为一个完全的人。
And that's why the virgin birth allows him to be the God-Man, the Emmanuel.
所以有童贞女来诞生，才能够使他既是人又是神。
Which all means that God is one of us, complete humanity, but also complete divinity.
所以神是成为我们当中的一位，他有完全的神性，他也有完全的人性。
See, what a stark contrast from all the other gods in the other major religions.
然后这个与其他宗教的神就产生了一个非常鲜明的对比。
For example, the God of Islam is unknowable, unsearchable, and so far beyond humanity that we can't understand anything about him. We just have to submit to his commands.
比如说这个伊斯兰教的神，他是一个不可知、不可追寻，他是 远超过人性之外，他是对我们不关心，我们人所能够做的只是服从他的命令。
He doesn't understand human beings, and we're not even sure he cares about human beings.
他对人类并不了解，我们甚至不能够确定他是我在乎。
The God of the Hindus is nothing more than a divine blob, and it's mankind's duty to forego our individualism, to let go of our humanity, so that we can join this collective Om of the divine.
然后这个印度教的神呢，只是一种无形体啊，只是一种具有神圣的无形体。那我们人所能做的Can you repeat that again?
It's mankind's duty to forego our individualism, to let go of our humanity, so that we can join the collective Om in the sky.
那我们人所能够做的就是拒绝我们的人性，所以我们能够加入这种神圣的这个能量之中。
See, that God doesn't really care about specific individuals. Now, we are nothing more than cells that make up his body.
那他呢？这个神呢？他并不关心这个每一个个别的个体，而我们只不过是形成他身体的一个细胞而已。
And maybe perhaps the most well known to us is the Buddha.
我想这也许是大家所最知道的佛陀。
See, look at him, that look of serene unconcern, the cherubim smile, and the spirit untouched by the world.
你可以看看他他是总是那么样的平静好像是这个无关紧要。然后带着这个天使的微笑他是一个不受这个世界影响的灵。
Buddhism teaches us to ignore suffering, to block pain, and throw away all passions.
这个佛教呢，它教导我们要这个漠视苦难，要我们这个阻挡痛苦，阻挡其他的这个情感。
Yeah, it also teaches us to remove all positive attachments, like joy, happiness, love.
它也教导我们，我们要这个我们要消灭我们对于有如幸福喜乐爱这个非常紧密的依恋。
See, instead of being human, instead of joining mankind, Buddha actually rejects his own humanity in order to achieve divinity.
与其具有人性加入这个人类佛陀他为了达到能够具有神性，他必须否定他的人性。
But our God, the Emmanuel, joyfully took on flesh.He became one of us.
但是我们的神以马内利，他非常乐意的成了肉身，成了我们当中的一位。
He added humanity to his divinity with all the limitations, weaknesses, and passions that being a human being entails.
他是把人性所有的这个限制所有的情感所有的这个痛苦都加在他的神性之中。
See, Jesus was born as a human baby. He lived in a specific time and place.He died just like everyone else.
耶稣基督是一个人的婴儿而诞生的，他活在一个特别的时间、特别的空间之中，然后他也像人一样死去。
He sweated, he stubbed his toe, he got thirsty and hungry, he felt pain and tiredness.
他劳碌，他受挫，他会 会饥会渴，他要他会经历到这个痛苦跟疲惫。
He was completely and wholly human, going through the whole spectrum of human emotions and pains.
他是一个完完全全的人，他要经过人所经过各种的痛苦跟这个suffering, 跟这个苦难。
See, this is something he had to do to become one of us.
他必须这么样子做，他才能够成为我们中间的一个。
See, that's why if anyone rejects that Jesus came in the flesh, he has rejected a main tenet of Christianity.
如果有人拒绝耶稣是从是成了肉身来的，就是拒绝这个基督教。
And that's why John calls them the Antichrist.
那就是为什么约翰在这里称他们是敌基督者。
Verse 3 says, But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is even now already in the world.
第三节说，凡灵不认耶稣的，就是不是出于神，这就是那敌基督者。敌基督者的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在地上了。
You can't have Christianity without the Emmanuel, the God who is one of us.
如果没有以马内利，神是我们当中的一个，就没有基督教。
You can't be a Christian without believing in the flesh and blood incarnation of Jesus Christ.
如果你不相信耶稣道成的肉身，他是有血有肉，你就不能够成为基督徒。
And that is the first meaning of Emmanuel, God is us.
这就是以马内利的第一个含义，神就是我们。
And let's move on to our second meaning of Emmanuel.
那我们继续来看以马内利第二个含义是什么。
And that is, Emmanuel means God in us.
以马内利的以马内利的第二个含义就是神在我们里面。
We know that God with us means He is by our side, He walks along with us, He instructs us and directs us.
我们知道神与我们同在的意思就是他在我们的身旁，他与我们同行，他教导我们，引导我们。
However, there's more to it than that.
但是不仅这个以马内利的意思不仅仅是如此。
Look at verse 4 to 6.
我们看看第四到第六节。
You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world. The world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood.
小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面比那在世界上的更大。他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他们。我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们；不认识神的，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵。
See, in verse 4 it says, "The one who is in you," which is referring to Emmanuel, the God who is with us.
第四节在这里说，那在你们里面的，指的就是这个以马内利与我们同在的神。
He's not just some nebulous idea, person, pet, or device that we have with us.
他不是像一些有些人啊，有一些我们的宠物啊，我们有的这些仪器啊设备与我们同在那种很模糊的概念的同在。
This is much more personal, much more intense and relational.
它是更具有个人化、更强烈的，然后是更有关系性的与我们同在。
Jesus himself promised this before he ascended during the Great Commission. He said, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
耶稣基督在升天之前，在他颁布这个大使命的时候，他亲自的应许我们，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Even though he may not be physically with us, our God is in us through his spirit, and he is with us every step of the way.
虽然神也许他不是肉身与我们同在，但是透过神的灵，他是与我们同在，而且他住在我们的里面。
And it's through His Spirit that we are connected to each other, which makes us one family.
也因为透过他的灵，我们都相互的连接，成了我们组成了一个大家庭。
See, because of the God in us, we are not part of this world anymore. Rather, we are a separate, unique entity called the church.
因为耶稣的灵在我们的里面，我们就不再属于这个世界的一部分。我们是一个被分别出来，被称之为教会的一个独特的这个群体。
That's why Christians across the world can worship alongside each other because we recognize each other through the Spirit.
这也就为什么全世界所有的基督徒，他们可以在一起不论你到哪里，他们都可以在一起敬拜，因为我们可以辨认出彼此。
But more than that, because of the Spirit inside us, we have a power that we can call on.
不仅仅是如此，因为我们有内住在我们里面的灵，我们就有我们可以呼求的力量。
Remember that old poem, footsteps in the sand.
还记得这首古老的诗沙滩上的脚印。
See at the end, it says during the hardest times, there's only one set of footprints in the sand.
他说在我们这首诗的最后面一句话，他说在我们最艰困的时候，在沙滩上只留下了一对的脚印。
And the reason is because Jesus is carrying us, carrying you, brothers and sisters, during those horrible times.
在那些令我们感到惊恐害怕的时刻，耶稣基督他是抱起了你，抱起了我。
He is the God with us through our troubles, pains, and sufferings. He is right there holding on to us.
在我们经历到各样的困苦、艰难、折磨的时候，他就在那里，他抱着我们。
And because He is with us, that means we're with Him.
正是因为他与我们同在，这也意味着我们也时常的与他同在。
We stand together with the one who is stronger than the world, the one who has overcome the world.
我们是与那个比这个世界更大、战胜了那个世界的那一位，我们与他站在一起。
As verse 4 points out, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world.
就如第四节所指出的，小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你里面的比那在世界上的更大。
See, that's why we don't need to fear whatever happens in this life or in this world.
这就是为什么我们不需要那么样的在意，在我们的生活当中，在这个世界当中啊所要发生的事情。
The one who is in us has already overcome the world, and because he is with us, that means we have overcome the world as well.
那一位在我们里面的，他已经胜了这个世界，他比这个世界更大，这也就表示我们也已经跟着他得胜了。
So that's the second meaning of Emmanuel, God in us.
这就是以马内利的第二个含义，神在我们里面。
So remember, the first one, God is us, and the second, God in us.
记得第一，神就是我们；第二，神在我们里面。
However, these two won't mean much unless we have the third meaning of Emmanuel, which is God for us.
除非我们能够拥有以马内利第三个含义，否则这两个含义。
And this is spelled out clearly in the last three verses for today, verse 7-9.
这第三个含义就是神是为了我们啊。这个在第十节的当中，我们可以看到它非常清楚的阐明这一点。Verse
9, 7-9.
七节到九节当中啊，把这个观念、这个含义清楚的阐释出来。
So, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
好，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此的相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他的独生子来到世间，使我们借着他得生。神的爱，神爱我们的心，在此就显明了。
So God is one of us, meaning He understands human frailty, and He is in us, walking with us through our sufferings.
所以神与我们神就是我们，表示他了解我们人类的脆弱，他与我们同在，他与我们同行，他引导我们。
But that doesn't mean he actually has a care about us.
但是这并不表示实质上他必须关心我们。
Fortunately, these three verses say otherwise, that not only does God care for us, he is for us.
所以很幸运的，在这最后的这三节的经文并不是这么说的。事实上，神不仅是与我们同在，而且神也是为了我们。
See, God roots for us. He advocates for us. He's interested in what we think, and most of all, He loves us.
神是为我们而生，神他对我们的所思所想，他有兴趣。更重要的是，神爱我们。
The proof is in verse 9. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him.
我们可以从第九节的当中看到这个证明。第九节就是说因为他差他的独生子来到了世间，使我们因他而得生，神的爱我们的心就此显明了。
See, just physically being with us doesn't mean someone is actually mentally with us.
如果说有人他只是身体上跟你同在的话，并不表示他的同在是为了你。
Just because someone is there doesn't mean that he or she advocates for us.
只是因为有人他的身体在那里，并不表示他是护卫着我们，他关心着我们。
When Jesus said he'll never leave or forsake us, it's not just about his physical presence, it's about his emotional support as well.
当耶稣说我不撇下你也不离弃你的时候，这不只是关乎他的同在，也关乎他在感情上给我们的支持。
See, that's what it means to live through him. You know, true living is when you have someone that's behind you, backing you up, supporting you.
这也就是我们就靠着他而得生的意义所在。一个真正的得生就表示有人在你的背后，他支持着你，他护卫着你。
See, some of you might have experienced the opposite.
我想有些人可能经历到遭受到反对。
Just because maybe your parents, your husband, your wife, a friend is physically there doesn't mean they are actually for you.
如果单单比如说你的父母也好，你的配偶也好，或者你朋友，他们只是单单的身体在那里，并不表示他们是护卫人。
They could be just telling you what they think that you should do, laughing at you, sneering at your failure, saying that what you want is stupid.
他们可能只是在那里要告诉你他们认为你应该做的事情，他们可能是把你当作笑柄，他们可能嘲笑你的失败，也许他们只是想告诉你你所要的是非常愚蠢的。
See, this kind of criticism and emotional support, you know, sometimes it's better that they weren't there to begin with.
这样的批评或者是这样这个情感上的支持，也许打从一开始他们不在那里反而玩到比较好。
So Bob Goff, the author of the book Love Does,He actually experienced this type of God being for him firsthand.
Love Does, 爱之所事这本书的作者 Bob Goff, 他就具有了这个神是为了他这样第一手亲身的经历。
So one of the stories, back in high school, he said he had a dream.
远在他还在高中的时候，他说他有一个梦想。
He wanted to live in Yosemite National Park, hike the trails every day, spend his days climbing the massive granite cliffs.
他说他要住在这个优胜美地的公园里，然后他要每天能够徒步旅行，他能够随意的去攀登这个花岗岩的这个悬崖来度过他的日子。
That was his goal in life.
这是他生命当中人生当中的一个目标。
Which means that there's no need for him to finish high school because he wasn't very good at it anyway.
这表示他不需要待在学校里完成他高中的学业不管任何理由。事实上他书也读得不怎么样。
So Bob got his possessions together, jumped in his car, was about to begin his new life.
所以Bob 他就把他这些单薄的这个家当收集了起来，然后跳进他的车子。
But first he decided he wants to tell his young life leader, Randy, about his decision, just out of courtesy.
但是首先呢他决定先去找他这个 young life 的这个领导Randy,把他要告诉他这个决定他这么做没有其他的目的，他只是出于一种这个礼貌性的这个告知而已。
So early Sunday morning, Bob went to Randy's house and knocked.
所以星期天一大早Bob 就到 Randy 的房子去到 Randy 住的地方敲了敲门。
Randy opened the door in his pajamas, rumpled and barely awake.
Randy 开了门这个时候他是穿着睡衣衣衫不整看起来他似乎还没有睡醒。
Then Bob proceeded to tell him about his grand plans and said, I'm leaving right now. I just want to say goodbye.
Bob 他就径直地跟 Randy 讲说我现在要离开了，我只是来跟你道别的。
Randy, instead of saying, this is a stupid idea, go back home, stay in school, which is probably what most of us would say.
也许我们大家都会这么说这真是一个愚蠢的想法，你回家去吧，你待在学校里吧。但是 Bob 他却没有这么讲Randy 并没有这么讲。
Randy said, give me a minute.
Randy 跟他讲说给我几分钟的时间。
After a minute, Randy was dressed with his backpack and sleeping bag, and he said, Bob, I'm with you.
过了几分钟过了一会儿之后这个Randy 他已经着了装手里拿着他的这个背包跟睡袋，然后他对这个 Bob 讲说我要跟你在一起。
See, even Bob was surprised. What do you mean, I'm with you?
这一下子就反倒是让这个 Bob 感到吃惊，他说你什么意思，你要跟我在一起？
Then Randy repeated, let's go, I'm with you. And he jumped in the car with Bob and they drove to Yosemite together.
所以呢 Randy 呢就说我们走吧，于是他就说他们就跳进了他们车子，于是两个人就把车开到了这个优胜美地公园。
See, after a week of sleeping on the ground, stealing into other people's tents, being rejected from every job application and running out of money, Bob was ready to give up.
在经过一个礼拜睡在这个深夜的地上，有时候他们还偷偷地溜进别人的帐篷里，然后他们每一个临时工的申请都被拒绝，钱也花光了以后 Bob 他打算打退堂鼓。
Bob was worried that Randy would say I told you so.
Bob 他认为说他以为说这个 Randy 会告诉他说我已经告诉过你了。
But instead Randy looked at Bob and said whatever you decide I'm with you all the way.
但是 Randy 却告诉 Bob 说，不管你决定做什么事情，我跟你在一起，我一直要跟你在一起。
And to Bob, this young life leader embodied the ultimate meaning of what Emmanuel means, a God who is with us, whatever boneheaded decision we decide to make.
对于 Bob 来讲，这个青年的领导Randy， 他体现了以马内利的含义是什么的终极意义，那就是神与我们在一起，神是为了我们。
See, he is a God who is for us, even in our mistakes, in our not quite thought out ideas, in our knuckleheaded decisions.
神与我们在一起，他为了我们，即便我们是在错误的当中，我们的思想在我们不深思熟虑的思想当中，在我们这些愚蠢的决定当中，神仍然与我们在一起。
And like verse 9 says, God sent his son, one and only son into the world to live with us so that we might live through him.
所以如第九节所说的，神差了他的独生子来到了世间，我们可以因着他而得生。
And that's what Emmanuel means, a God who is not only with us, but a God that is for us, a God by our side, walking with us,staying with us, abiding with us.
所以以马内利的意思就是，第一个，神是成了我们当中的一位；第二，神是住在我们的里面；第三，神是为了我们。
A God that understands us and a God that advocates for us, a God that is one for.
这是一位了解我们的神，这是一个护卫着我们的神，这是一个引导我们的神。
And a God that is one of us.
这个神成了我们当中的一位。
So this Christmas, I ask you.
所以在这个圣诞节，我请求大家
，Put your trust in Emmanuel, the only God that is one of us, the only God that is with us, and the only God that is for us.
信靠这位以马内利，他是唯一的，成了我们当中的一位的神，他是唯一的住在我们里面的神，他也是唯一的为了我们的神。
God has done all these things in order to save humanity from its sin. God done all these things to save humanity from the sin.
神做了这一切，为了只是要把人从最终拯救出来。
God sent His one and only Son to be born a human, to live a human life in suffering and pain, and to die a human death, so that we can be part of His family.
神差遣他的儿子成了我们当中的一位，然后他必须经过人类所经过，最后以人的样子而死，因此我们才能够成为这个家庭神的家庭中的一份子。
See, no other God has done this in any other religion, and no other God can match the love that our God has shown by sending His Son Jesus.
在其他任何宗教当中，没有别的神他们会愿意这样做，也没有别的神他们可以做到神透过差派他的儿子来到这个世界，以人的样式诞生来向我们显示出他的爱。
Our God is the God incarnate, the God who is one of us.
我们的神是一个道成肉身的神，他是一个成了我们当中的一位的神。
Our God is Emmanuel, God with us and in us.
我们的神是以马内利，他不仅与我们同在，他也在我们的里面。
And our God is the advocate, the God for us.
我们的神是一个保惠师，他所做的是为了我们。
So this Christmas, don't forget to celebrate Jesus Christ, the Emmanuel, God with us.
所以今年的圣诞节，不要忘了庆祝耶稣基督以马内利，神与我们同在。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, we thank you that we can celebrate the birth of your Son.
现在天父，我们感谢你，我们能够在这里庆祝你儿子的诞生。
Without him, we'd be lost in our sins, and we would not have an advocate that is for us.
如果没有了他，我们会在我们的罪中沉沦，我们也会我们也就不再不会有这位保惠师来为我们。
We thank you that you are a God who has become one of us, and even in our sins, you are a God who loves us and is with us.
我们感谢你，你是成了我们当中的一位，感谢你即便我们仍然在罪中，主。神啊，你仍然爱我们。
Help us to celebrate the great miracle this Christmas, and to place our trust in your Son, whom you have sent to give us life.
也帮助我们能够知道如何来庆祝神啊，你为我们所做这件的伟大的神迹奇事，也让我们能够专心的能够信靠那位赐给我们生命你的儿子耶稣基督。
We thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray.
感谢赞美神，我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。